This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And might be cold out there, but it's going to be a beautiful day. It looks gorgeous out there right now, just the sun out. I guess anything compared to yesterday at this point. With the crazy wind and rain that we had yesterday. So definitely going to be a better day. So hopefully we'll get to enjoy it. You can get out and do a little bit of work in the garden and that area. But all week's going to look beautiful, seeing some real warm temperatures. So hopefully that stays true because the weather always changes. Anyways, I do believe we have some calls on the line, so I want to get back into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Charlie's been waiting in Cape Cod.
Charlie, thanks for waiting for me. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Oh, good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about Montauk daisies. About 2 years ago, I put one in, and now it's huge. And I remember from years past, listening to your dad, that I should prune it down. I forgot what height, and I know I should do it at least twice during the season. So I'm a little vague on when and how much to trim off.
It's definitely all right, because I'll tell you, I was the same way for the longest time. I had never had them in a garden. I actually have them in a garden this year. So I'm actually going to be able to prune them. I've been looking forward to it as well. So two of us can kind of go through this together. But the way you want to prune Montauk daisies to get them to be established the way that you want is you prune them early spring, right, down to about 6 inches tall.
All right.
So we'll prune them, and I'm not saying we do this now. Probably another month before I would say even, you know, prune them. Unless, I mean, on the Cape, depending upon where you are down there, your temperatures could range anyways where they would warm up. So maybe it's a little earlier. But we're about, I'd say, close to a month away, in my opinion.
All right.
Okay. And from there, so we take it back to about 6 inches. It's going to look like sticks anyway, so bringing it down to 6 inches is going to work out really nicely. Then, the second time you prune is July 4th. Just think of that date as the time that you're going to prune it, so you can pinch them back so they stay more compact and they don't become the top-heavy, overbearing type Montauk daisy. And we're pushing them to have regular grow the flowers later in the season, right? So
right.
That's the next time to do it. We're going to prune it, you know, about the same way. and cut it down. I mean, I'd look at it, see if, you know, if you're looking for it to stay maybe a little bit bigger, don't cut it down to 6 inches, maybe cut it down to a foot. But I think I think you could cut it down to 6 inches on July 4th. Up to you on how big you really want the plant to get.
All right.
So if you prune it just once, just realize the Montauk daisy will flower throughout the summer versus in the fall when we normally have it doing that. So that's why we do the two prunings, or the, you know, the second one is more of it so it doesn't go to flower. Because once it goes to flower, it goes to seed and it's done. We want to have that later on in the season because it is nice to see in the fall something along those lines.
Oh, exactly. All right. So, well, thank you very much for that.
No problem, Charlie, and good luck with them.
I know you got other callers there, so I'll jump off.
Oh, I appreciate it, Charlie. You have a great rest of your day.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We actually have some open lines, so Charlie jumped off there, but we'll keep thinking and talking about spring and what we can be doing. The Montauk daisies, though, is one that's really cool plant that you can prune multiple times, keep it smaller, and keep it you know, strong so you have a late season flower. As I was saying to Charlie, I had never had them where, you know, when I was where I was living. My parents had some after the fact. They probably had them when I was younger. I just didn't realize it. But I've always kind of liked the idea, and I knew there's a huge process to it. And that process really is to prune early spring. So we're talking usually the first couple weeks of April to get it back to about 6 inches. 6 inches of the plant. I know it looks like sticks anyway, so it's not going to be that hard for you to do. But definitely cutting it back to 6 inches, keeping it more compact, letting it grow throughout the season, doing its thing. And then around July 4th, we're cutting it back again so that we can have the flowers later in the season. And that I think is something, the plant is so nice because of it. So definitely if you haven't seen the Montauk daisies or you haven't had them, might be time to try them for that late season, flower. The other great thing about it is deer and rabbits tend to leave them alone. It has its own odor to it, right? So that's another one. Another couple great things about it. It is actually, once it's established, it can be drought tolerant. It can be by the ocean because it tolerates salt spray. One thing is these plants grow so well that you actually need to divide them every 3 years. So Charlie said he's had it for 2 years. So next year, you can actually cut them back early, get them down to 6 inches, then divide them and have multiple Montauk daisies. And I think that would be pretty cool to have it so it's growing that way. So definitely look into it. It's a cool looking plant. It's a daisy. So it's got that daisy look to it. But I'll tell you, it is phenomenal. So that's the Montauk daisy. Cool looking foliage too. Almost looks serrated. But definitely worth, if you don't have it, getting it. Now our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we still got about 45 minutes left in the show, so you can definitely give us a call. We'll do everything we can to help you out and with everything as possible with the garden right now. So definitely feel free to call us. We'll be here, like I said, another 45 minutes. In the meantime, if you are looking for some more information weekly, you can go to our website at paulparent.com. scroll all the way down to the bottom. Take a look there. Our newsletter. Sign up for our newsletter. Get that information weekly and see what you can find for information. It's a great, great little thing that we get every Thursday, Friday, depending upon the week. So definitely take a look at it. And I do believe we have a call on the line, so I want to get back to that. Nathan, who's up next?
Karen's in Osterville.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Montauk. Oh, my goodness. So I had heard that they weren't supposed to be cut because the stems get weaker and it's more a shrub. So that being said, when I do that with the plants, the bottoms, of course, turn really yucky, leaves brown up and all of that.
Yep.
And so on my larger ones, I planted carpet roses, no plan in mind, actually. And what's happened is the carpet roses fill in where the Montauk dies out, and at some point they both bloom together, and it's amazing. That being said, I've got another area where I'm thinking maybe I should cut them down, but I'm so confused because I've heard, oh, no, do not cut your Montauks down. They're not supposed to be cut. So I'm like, anyway, but you've obviously seen it done. Have you ever seen a Montauk left just left?
Like I have.
Divided?
So here's what I want you to do. I want you to hang tight with me during the break. When we get back, we'll go over this because it is an interesting topic. We are going to take a break.
Did you lose your beautiful, expensive trees and shrubs last year due to the cold, snowy winter season? Bonide Wilstoff is the answer. It's all natural, and this product will protect your trees and shrubs over a harsh winter. Its coating will prevent drying out, getting winter burn and transplant shock, wind burn and salt damage, sealing the moisture in, and dry cold damage winds out. Wilstoff.
Espoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers is fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals, a triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Espoma.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay, like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Karen in regards to a follow-up with the Montauk daisies. Because she has heard, don't ever cut them, leave them alone, don't split them, don't do any of that. And that's okay. Honestly, it's fine. Because what happens is, what you're seeing is the lower branching of the Montauk daisy doesn't have flat leaves or anything, and it just gets taller. So it's just going to get bigger long-term on you. And that's fine to have. So it's suggestions, if you will, of how to do it. One of the reasons why a lot of people like to prune them back multiple times is they keep them more compact, and you're not seeing that stick look to them on the bottom. And so that's why that process in place. It also pushes the bloom period later in the season versus just during the summer. So again, up to you on what you want to do with them, but there's that reason behind it. That reason behind it of trying to keep them more compact, more leaves on the whole plant, versus seeing some of the sticks, or leaving them alone, and then from there, you have the flowers during the season, and you can plant something underneath it to fill in, like you have. So, again, it's up to you on what you want to do, but for me, I'm going to cut them back, because I like the full look of the leaf to it, and I'll probably be, dividing some as well.
Am I here?
Yeah, you're here. You're here with us.
Oh, sorry. It's giving me all sorts of ideas because I have Montauk everywhere throughout my gardens. And, actually, one of the beds that I had the carpet roses in front of and were doing a beautiful job of mingling, is it a mole that goes in these vegetables? I think it's the vole.
Mole and vole kind of do the same. Yeah, they look for insects.
So, last year I lost a whole long row of carpet roses, sadly, and got to look at the bottoms of the Montauks, unfortunately. And then, of course, the rabbits made a home of it. So it was a great thing to watch.
Yeah.
But, no, I, um, gotcha. all of my Montauks bloom beautifully, so it sort of makes up for it come fall. But I think I'll just do a layer of, like, keeping them big in the back and short in the front and other techniques. So I'm glad to know there's that option, because there isn't always room to let a Montauk go as big as it wants to go. So I'm glad to hear this news this morning. It gives me another thing to do in the garden.
Definitely. And, trying it out is part of gardening. To be honest, yep. as you know, trial and error is really how we get to some of these things and figure these out.
And things that happen accidentally, such as some Casablanca lilies that I moved, forgot where I moved them because we've done so much, and some hydrangeas that were given to me finally got big. And next thing I know, because they were fairly new, they didn't bloom that much, but the lily popped up at the top of it and bloomed at the top of the hydrangea. So I had a lily hydrangea.
Well, that's perfect.
It was gorgeous.
That's a cool thing. And that's what gardening's about, is, making mistakes and seeing things like that happen.
Exactly. I totally agree. So, well, awesome. Thank you so much. I love your show. I've learned over the years so much from your show and CL show, and it's great to listen to while doing the housework. So
awesome.
Thank you.
You have a great rest of your day, Karen.
And you as well. Thanks.
Right. Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. I know I do have a couple more calls on the line, but we're less than a minute from the break, so I don't want to bring them on and cut them right off. So we're going to, we have about a half hour left, couple calls on the line, but still open. So if you have some questions, that number is 855-660-4261. And, we'll be wrapping up the show a little bit, but answering questions all the way to the end. So hang tight with us when it comes to that. Because we still got about 30 minutes left of answers for what you can be doing with the garden. But as I said to Karen, just because we have some of these answers doesn't mean you can't do it a different way. And that's what she has learned as well. Montauks don't have to be one way. They can be multiple ways. So definitely good to look at. Phone number again, 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun, and use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
This summer, don't let the ground-feeding insects create a problem in your garden. Use the new and all-natural bug and slug killer from Bonide. And say goodbye to cutworms, earwigs, slugs, and snails, along with 60 other common garden pests. Also new and all-natural from Bonide is Captain Jack. Quit spinosad. Destroy all those caterpillars in your garden, along with tomato hornworms, borers, leaf miner. That's Captain Jack. It's all-natural.
USA Radio News. Russian forces are stepping up attacks close to Ukraine's capital. Missile strikes hit targets outside Kyiv. While Russian troops continued their slow advance on the city, local officials say they're digging mass graves as the city's power and water remain cut off by Russian troops. Ukraine's President Zelensky says he's open to talks with Russian President Putin, but only if a ceasefire is in place. The U.S. is sending another $200 million in defense aid to Ukraine. President Biden authorized the funding on Saturday to be used for military training and other assistance. Earlier, Congress approved a $13.6 billion aid package for Ukraine as the Russian invasion rolls into its third week. Vice President Kamala Harris.
$4 billion of that will be directly committed to humanitarian assistance.
The National Weather Service has put around 16 million people under a winter storm warning from Tennessee to Maine. Meteorologists are warning residents to brace for the fast-moving storm. This is USA Radio News.
A Republican congressman from Texas claims illegal immigrants caught sneaking across the border are being shipped to red states as a way to influence future elections. Houston area Congressman Brian Babin says the federal government has spent $340 million in transportation costs flying illegal immigrants around the country.
I think it's an obvious ploy that it is political.
Russia's central bank says the Moscow Stock Exchange will not resume trading during the week of March 14th. The exchange has been closed since Russia's invasion of Ukraine began, and sanctions plunged the value of the Russian ruble to record lows. Far-right activist Ammon Bundy has been arrested after refusing to leave a hospital in connection with a child welfare case, police said Saturday. The arrest concerned a 10-month-old determined to be suffering from severe malnourishment and at risk of injury or death, the Meridian Police Department said in a news release. The baby's parents had refused to let officers check on its welfare after the family canceled an appointment. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm going to go right into the phone lines. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Mary's in Pennsylvania.
Mary, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I received my two dahlia bulbs and a miniature delphinium. They're in bags. I was wondering, do I give them any little bit of water? I have them in a cool area.
I would. So they're in the bags. Is there some like peat moss in there?
Right. Right.
Okay. You know, you might maybe missed them a little bit, but nothing heavy.
Mm-hmm.
Because what tends to happen with the plastic is sometimes it'll create like a mold.
Yeah.
And we're not looking to do that. So maybe it's a light mist, but I don't think you're going to need to, I don't think you need to do a lot to them, especially in a cool area. I would open the bags, definitely.
Okay. All right. Okay. It didn't say, you just said, you know, leave them in and bag and...
I would definitely open the bags.
Okay.
You know, some people, what they would do to overwinter like a bulb like that is they put them in like a Tupperware container with peat moss mixed in.
Oh.
Some will do that. Some will put them in paper bags, whichever. But I think what I would do, open up the bags so they can breathe, mist it just a little bit, and then keep them in that cold period until you're ready to get them planted and ready for outside.
Okay, great. I'll do that. Thank you very much.
All right, Mary, you have a great rest of your day.
I hope you do, too.
Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We got some more calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Bob's in South Portland.
Bob, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I think we might have made it. The questions I have this morning are more so to do with, I think I told you in the past that I've used the whiskey barrels.
Yep.
This is the first year that I've noticed that a lot of them, or several of them, I shouldn't say a lot, several of them have been drained with the rain and the snow melt. and I know they're stuck to the ground. Can I assume that there's ice at the bottom of the whiskey barrel and water's not passing through it, or do I have to take some action beforehand?
I would assume that there's water in there and ice in there.
Okay.
What I might look at doing, to be honest with you, is maybe on a lower level, right above the bottom ring there, is maybe taking a drill and drilling into the side with a small hole just to allow some of the moisture to come out the sides if it's stuck from going.
Drill side holes. Okay.
Maybe, you know, might help just basically because I'm – if it's still frozen underneath there and the water not coming through, I don't want anything you have in there to really rot. Because I know that's
okay.
I know you use them for a lot of things. So maybe do a couple, maybe like three holes on the bottom to let some moisture out.
Yeah, well, I know they've got holes on the bottom because I drilled them and I had to buy new bits because that old oak just doesn't cut very well or quickly when it's a dull blade.
Definitely not.
So, okay, I'll probably drill some side holes. The other thing, what's out there to put on the grass after the city's decided not to have to salt the road anymore? Because they do it so heavily here in Maine that... In fact, I've been out raking the salt up. That's how it gets dumped on the road. And so is there anything out there that can counteract that?
Well, so what I would be looking to do is, obviously, I'd continue to clean it by raking like you have been. But what I would also be using is a product like Love Your Soil from Jonathan Green or Sulfur from Natural Alternative. What that product does is it breaks up the soil underneath it, and not in a way where you're going to notice that the soil is broken, but it breaks up the compaction, the everything underneath it, and allows the salt runoff that's in the soil to go through the soil versus sitting on top of the soil creating burn spots. Right? So
okay.
So it's basically you're using, my father used to talk about it all the time, was gypsum, right? Putting gypsum down to help do the same thing. Well, these two products are fast-acting gypsum, so we're making sure it gets done early in the season and will break down that salt, so we're not worrying about it as much. So that's why I want you to use either Love Your Soil or Sulfur from Natural Alternative.
Okay, one other quickie.
Sure.
That is, back in September, I had an abundance of spring bulbs, as in tulips and daffodils.
Yep.
So I took one of my huge buckets, filled it up with the soil text, and then planted it and watered it. Well, guess what? I pulled them into the house about 2 weeks ago, and now they're all popping. I'm just wondering if I'll get flowers doing it, or did I do it too soon?
No, you should get flowers. You definitely should. Just keep it in the sun so it can get that ability to it. But it's still going to happen. Continue like you would normally if you had it outside. The heat is going to force it a little bit quicker, so you'll have the blossoms earlier.
Good. What I'm using is I'm using a grow lamp right now.
Perfect.
On the, okay, all right.
Perfect.
I'm doing something right for a change. Okay, fine. I'm going to let you go if you got other callers there. We'll catch you hopefully next week the same time.
All right, Bob, you have a great rest of the day and enjoy your week.
You and happy St. Patrick's Day if there's any Irish in your family.
I think a little bit.
Okay, young man, take care.
All right, Bob, thank you. Bye-bye. All right, Nathan. Who's up next?
Jean's in Connecticut.
Jean, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning. I wonder what you suggest to use. I don't want to use Roundup. What do you use to prevent weeds from growing on the like the patio, between the stones on the patio or on the driveway?
Okay. So we do actually, as a preventative on some of those areas, you could use a product like Preen, which is a pre-emergent for weed control. Comes in a granular form that you can put down. But mostly on those areas, you're looking to do something that when the weeds are actively growing to get rid of them. And Bonide has a couple products out there that are organic that will be weed killers. So you can look at using, it's called the, it's Dead Weed Brew. That is one that is, it's a, they've just rebranded one of their products that used to be Weed Beater FE. Now Weed Beater, now it's called Dead Weed Brew. So you can use that. It sprays right on there, will kill the weeds, and it's organic, so it doesn't have residual. So you could also, they have another one called Lawn Weed Brew. There's Dead Weed Brew and Lawn Weed Brew. And the two of them there, both organic, but they can be used to be sprayed right over them and control different weeds. So I think it's those are the ones you're looking for. You can actually use the Dead Weed Brew in the gardens, around vegetables, walkways, driveways. It says right on the label. So I think you'll be fine using that. Again, and again, it's called Dead Weed Brew.
Very good. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
No problem, Gene. You have a great rest of your day.
You as well. Thanks.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about 15 minutes left in the show, and we'll do everything we can to help you out today. We do have another call. Nathan, who's up next?
Yeah, there's three here. We might get to everybody. Nancy's in Massachusetts.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can I help you today?
Hi.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I want to ask you some questions about composting.
Sure.
At the end of the season, when some of my potted plants are, you know, hit by the frost or whatever, I take them and put them in just like a barrel that I have that I can turn. And okay. I put the whole thing in, soil and all. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's definitely using everything on there. That's yeah. part of the recycling process of compost.
Okay, good. The other thing that I sometimes put in there that I'm not sure if I should be doing or not is, this might sound kind of funny, old vitamins. Like, I have a bottle of zinc right now that I am having a hard time swallowing. They're brand new, but I feel like I have chalk in my mouth. So I got some better ones. And I was going to dump this bottle of zinc pills into my compost. Is that okay?
It actually, it's actually not a bad thing to add in there. What okay. I would try to do, to be honest with you, is if you can break them up, maybe put them in a bag and, mm-hmm. you know, use a rolling pin over them or break it up that way.
Yeah.
And kind of sprinkle it in there, mix it in. Zinc can be, you can add it to compost and organic matter. You know, it's not going to affect it heavily. It's not going to be a bad thing. So you can okay. reuse it into that. The compost is really, it's a lot of extra scraps of everything.
Mm.
What I always suggest doing with compost, and I should have said on the first question you had, was make sure you break it up a little bit. Don't just okay. throw the whole plant in.
Okay.
Right? If you're yeah. going to throw a plant in, cut all the green leaves off, kind of chop them up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And the soil, break up the soil and the root system so it's not just a big piece.
Okay.
Reason being is trying to break down everything so it heats up, so that it allows it to compost, right? Whereas okay. if the plants are just so thick in there, it has a hard time breaking down as quickly as you would like. So that's why we want to break them up, cut up the leaves. Some people will, you know, take the plant, all the leaves, and get all the leaves that they're getting rid of plants, and then kind of mow over them, right, with a mulcher, a mulching bag, mow over it, and then dump it in the compost. Or mow over it once, dump that out, mow over it again, and then put it into the compost to help speed it up a little bit. So that's what I'd be looking to do when it comes to compost. And you should be successful.
Okay, I did have one more question.
Sure. So we're going to hit a break real quick.
Sure.
So I want you to hang tight with me on the other side of that break. I will answer it for you. So hang tight.
Thank you.
Take that break. We'll be right back.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Aspoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Aspoma.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time.
That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. We were talking with Nancy before the break, and she had another question, so I want to get right back to her. So, Nancy, what was that other question you had?
I just wondered if there was anything new that helps with early or late blight. I've had it for a very long time, and I spray, and it never quite, I can barely keep it at bay.
And which on what plant do you have the blight on?
Oh, tomato plants.
Tomato plant.
And I usually try to buy the ones that are, you know, that say that they're resistant, but they
yep.
still seem to get it. And it's been for I would say at least 15 years. 15 years ago was the first time I probably noticed it. Didn't know what the heck it was, and then one of my neighbors told me about this show.
Yep.
On the radio, and that's how long I've been listening.
Oh, awesome.
I've learned a lot. I've learned an awful lot. But I just wondered if there was anything. I used to try every product that was out there.
Yep.
What I've been using is BioSafe.
Okay.
That's what it's called.
Yep, there's a BioSafe out there. So have you tried crop rotation?
I don't have that big of an area to plant in.
Okay.
Everything is in a container.
Yep.
And I change a lot of the soil.
Okay.
Every year.
Okay, so everything's in containers that has had it?
Yep.
Now, do you wash the container?
I had done that. I washed them. I bleached them. I've tried that. I've even sprayed the stuff before I put anything in it.
Okay. What do you do with the previous soil and the foliage from last year?
Oh, the foliage is in plastic bags and gets thrown away.
Okay.
I know not to put it in the compost.
Okay. What about the soil that you had used?
I usually throw it under my evergreens or find some way to get rid of it.
Okay. So the blight can live in the soil as well.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you when the plant has the blight, it goes into the soil. With the soil being in the area, it's wind blown. So that could be one of the reasons why it still comes out. So what I would look at doing is this season, if when you get rid of the soil, get rid of it off the property.
Okay.
I would still wash the containers. I would look at adding compost to any of the soils. I would also look at thinning out your tomatoes as they grow, right? So once they get to, you know, let's say 2 feet, remove the majority of the leaves from the bottom and thin out some of the center ones so that airflow can go through. So that when it does get wet and the blight becomes prevalent, it doesn't have a lot to get onto. I'm not saying remove all the leaves. That I'm talking thinning them out. What I would also look at doing is doing a combination of spraying the plant and the soil around it with some people use like a copper fungicide as a product. The product you're using from BioSafe, as long as it's a fungicide, definitely continue to use it. The majority of them are organic, which means they don't have a residual, right? So they only last about 7 days, you know, 7 to 10 days. So if you miss one in between, that could be why some of these are happening to you, right?
I've been doing it sometimes daily.
Okay.
It really gets to me after a while. And so does all the changing of the soil. And I'm afraid this year it's going to be cost prohibitive.
No, I know it is. You know, there was a soil drench that you would have to use prior from Monterey products. It used to be called Agrifos. I think they renamed it to GardenFoss. And that, for a while, had some the ability to be used for blights. Fortunate thing is it's synthetic, so sometimes you have to just let it sit in there before you plant anything.
Okay.
So that might be an option, but again, it's called Garden Foss from Monterey.
Okay.
So that might be an option for you to use, okay?
I'll give it a whirl. Thank you.
All right, Nancy. Well, I appreciate the phone call. I hope you get to enjoy the rest of your day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, we're going to leave it here. Till next week, be good to each other. Get out there, plant something. And happy birthday to my brother the other day and my mother this week. See you that soon.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.